What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on MKF.com. For every 5 people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DUBROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
Hello there. This is Richard Dent. You're listening to the Bears, Brews, and the Bros podcast.
Running the intro thing. Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy, Smoking Jay, in the house with my brother, Sweetness, over there. How you feeling, Brody?
Feeling great. Feeling good, man. Ready to drop these gems, you know.
Yes,
all
sir.
All positional spots, you know, giving you guys all that good smoke you need for this week 13 coming up.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Before we get into that, big, big shout out. Big birthday shout out. Happy Born Day. Happy G Day to the homie, to our brother, Bo Jeezy, Bogart, Scott Free of the GMM Network. Turn it all the way up, Brody. I hope you're having a good ass time, bro. I hit him up earlier. He couldn't pick up the phone. I'm pretty sure he's Luigi-ing out somewhere. You know, somewhere in Cali, you know, running around the coast, Pacific Coast Highway or something like that. But whatever he's doing, I hope he's having a blast. Much love to you, bro. I hope you enjoy your fucking birthday, man. Straight up.
Nothing but blessings to Bogart and the GMM Network over there, man. So enjoy it, man. And, you know, here's to many more.
Hell yeah, man. Straight up. Let's get to the waivers, though, man. Week 13. Waiver wire. This is crucial, man. This is crucial. So we're definitely going to give you guys some waiver options to pick up at each position. Just keep in mind, though, man, before we get this show on the road, make sure you get your handcuffs. If you have Dalvin Cook and you don't have Madison, you're wrong. If you have Alvin Kamara, you don't have Latavius Murray, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? You have Kenyon Drake, you wouldn't have Chase Edmonds, you're wrong. Get your fucking handcuffs, all right? We're not going to, you know, give you guys those as waiver pickups, but we're letting you guys know. If you guys have those top dogs, you better be handcuffed the fuck up. So that's what I got before we get into this. Brody, kick it off with the quarterback, unless you have anything else to let the people know.
Nah, man, we're good. We're going to dive in. You pretty much got it covered. Man, I'm going to start with Kirkio, man, Kirk Cousins at 40% roster, man. He's, you know, he draws Jacksonville here in week 13, and the last couple of games, Kirk Cousins has been able to put in some work. 26 points versus the Panthers and then 24 versus Dallas fantasy-wise. You know, he's got guys like, you know, Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen who can very well pop off at any point in time. As a matter of fact, Justin Jefferson just, you know, he's a born star this year, just balling out. Thielen is the same way on the other side, man. He's been doing it. Old-school veteran dude that's been in the game for a minute. There's some quick notes right here, man. Jacksonville, this is, you know, big reasons to start Kirk Cousins this week if you need it, because Jacksonville ranks, you know, the fifth worst in passing yards allowed and the second most passing touchdowns allowed to the quarterback. So when you're looking you're looking for a defense that lets points and touchdowns be scored on them, you know, you look at Kirk Cousins versus Jacksonville and you can definitely waiver wire that one. Run it up. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, hell yeah, man. Those are some good stats right there. And, you know, with quarterbacks going down, you know, getting injured or maybe shaky situations, maybe Matt Ryan hasn't been consistent. You know, maybe you lost Drew Brees and you're scrambling. You know, maybe you have Teddy Breezy and he's on a bye week. You know, definitely you got to, you know, keep Kirk Cousins in mind, especially with that matchup, a very favorable matchup. So, you know, that sounds good to me. The quarterback that I got for you guys, I'm going back with my guy, Ryan Fitzmagic. You know, I swear, the guy crawls from under a bridge, puts that football gear on and fucking slings that rock. That's what he does. You know, Tua, as of right now, you know, he's got some swelling of his hand around the thumb area, so he's not able to play. And as of right now, you know, it's Fitzmagic's team, man. He was balling out before, you know, Tua took over. He was shocked when Tua took over. And you know what? He didn't miss a beat, man. He threw for a couple touchdowns, 240-plus passing yards. And, you know, the next game up, he's playing up against the Bengals. Bengals giving up 254 passing yards per game. They've also given up 22 passing touchdowns, which is second most in the NFL. Fitzmagic, 20% rostered. Fire him all the way up, man, straight up.
Yes, sir. Fitzy. And who does he draw again?
Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals, man. I'm definitely fucking with him. We already know he's a gunslinging dude. And, you know, for every reason you said, man, Fitzy's definitely a good start there, bro. And Tua, man, the word is that he's most likely going to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely don't have nothing wrong with Fitzy, man. You know, he ain't got nothing to lose, nothing to prove here in the NFL. So, you know, run the journeyman up, buddy.
Hell yeah. And Tua, you know, as of right now, they said before this game kicked off, he's a couple weeks away. But, you know, even if he's ready to go, who knows if that's going to be his team still. I don't know. Depends what Fitzmagic does, so we'll see.
Yeah. I'm gonna kick it off with the running backs here, man. I'm gonna go with the Packer, Jamal Williams, man. I know he's a backup running back there, but he gets some touches, especially, you know, if the correct matchup is available there, which is another reason why I like him this week. Jamal Williams at 60% rostered, you know, just on the cutoff there percentage for Yahoo. Last time against the Bears, bro, he got 17 carries. He was able to get in the end zone. I see this game script against Philly being somewhat like it was against the Bears. I think the Packers are going to, you know, put the work in on, you know what I'm saying, on the Eagles and eventually open up more opportunities for Jamal Williams to spare Aaron Jones. And he doesn't just spare him. You know what I mean? He goes in there and he gets targeted in the passing game and he gets rushes. And when the game is becoming more of a blowout than a close one, Jamal Williams will see more volume, and that's just it's really the case. So I like him. I like him for those reasons. And, you know, Philly's allowed the fifth most rushing touchdowns to running back, so it just goes another nugget, bro. You know, run him up, man.
And the truth of the matter is, bro, is Matt LaFleur loves Jamal Williams. He uses him a lot. You know, Aaron Jones, if you roster Aaron Jones, you're not too mad at him because he kind of keeps him fresh. They kind of help each other. They feed off of each other. So Jamal Williams, you know, a lot of times you say change of pace running back because they're a different type of running back. They're pretty similar, man. Aaron Jones is a little bit more better at, you know, as a running routes and a pass option, but Jamal Williams still gets it done too. So I like that call right there, Brody. The waiver wire pickup I have is Cam Akers from the Los Angeles Rams. And it's funny because me and Brody were talking about it, and I was like, you know, cutting people from the AM games and able to pick them up in one of the leagues. And I was like, I didn't even know I could do that, man. I feel like this is like almost cheating, bro. Like I was cutting people in the morning games and picking up motherfuckers from the afternoon games because the guys in the morning games didn't cut it. I was like, I'm going to take a swing at Cam Akers, and boom, I picked him up, stashed him on the bench. He had a nice 60 plus yard run, had a touchdown versus the Niners. He's more of a stash. He's a flex option in those deep leagues. His snap share is going up. His next matchup is versus the Cardinals. Then he's got the Patriots. Then he's got the Jets week 15. Then Seattle week 16. If you have room on your bench, stash him. See what happens. The guy's talented. He was the first pick the Rams had in this past draft. So they drafted him high for a reason, man. So Cam Akers, if you can stash him, stash him.
Yeah, Cam Akers was looking really good. You know, he had a big run in the last game out against a San Francisco team who was playing really good that day. So he ended up with like 15 fantasy points or so. And, you know, he's looking fresh. He's looking healthy. And I love the call to stash him.
Yes, sir.
I'm going with the wide receivers here. Corey Davis slotted at 54% rostered. Going against Cleveland, man. And Corey Davis, as of late, has been able to – I would like to call him do, like, wide receiver 3/flex things. Those are, you know, The last three games, he's put up 10, 17, and 11 fantasy points. He's consistent enough to get you double digits, even though they might be in the lower realm. But he can also pop off and hit you with a touchdown. It'll put you well over 15 points. And you like wide receiver three or a flex with those kind of points there. You can't be mad at that. You know, the Browns allow the fifth most receiving touchdowns. They're in the bottom 10 in receptions allowed. So, yeah, like I said, Davis has been consistent as of late. And I'm just, you know, I'm liking the chemistry he's got with Tannehill as well, man. Derrick Henry's able to open a lot of defenses up. I'm sure he's going to be able to do it to the Browns. So, yeah, give me some Corey Davis action, man. If you need a wide receiver three or, you know, and you need a flex, he's the guy. I think he's a safe play.
Yeah, he's for sure a flex option in that offense, bro. Like, he's balling out. He's got the upside of a wide receiver three, even a wide receiver two at times. So I'm not mad at that at all, bro. I like the call there. Corey Davis is somebody that's got to be rostered, especially with this playoff push. A.J. Brown can't do all the work by himself. He needs some help. And Corey Davis, don't forget, he was an early draft pick. And he's actually, you know, he's a nice compliment to A.J. Brown. They actually look nice together. So I like that call right there. The next guy I got, fucking T.Y., bro. T.Y. Hilton, only 38% rostered. And, you know, I get it, man. The dude's been unreliable for the most part when it comes to fantasy, when it comes to reality, too, honestly. But, you know, he's got a matchup. Let me see who the matchup is. My bad. Versus the Texans. Texans, they give up a lot of points, 27 points per game. They also give up 250 passing yards, and they've given up 19 passing touchdowns, which is only three behind the leader in the Bengals with 22. So they're definitely a team you could pick on. I could see T.Y., you know, have it being a nice flex play at the very least the rest of the year out, but more than likely he's a wide receiver three with wide receiver two upside. T.Y. Hilton is somebody you can pick up, especially for those Will Fuller rosters who have lost him for the rest of the year because of the substance abuse. You know, of course, you know, my evil twin, Will Fuller, you know, he fucking failed us all. So
that's a fact, buddy. For y'all who don't know, Smoking Jay resembles Will Fuller so much. It's not even funny.
He resembles me. I like that better.
I like your version better, buddy. You are older than.
Shout out to Bo Jeezy. Will Offler getting the spanking of the ranking for the rest of his lifetime. So, yeah, man, we're with T.Y. on that. Let's keep it going with the tight ends, brody.
How salty are you if you had to play against Will Fuller and he just dropped a 40 bomb and you lost by like 20 points?
It sucks.
And then he tests positive for the, you know, what is it, the PEDs?
And then they cut Kenny Stills too, so.
Double whammy.
Concussion cook season, I guess.
Yeah. Kiki Cutie.
Kiki Cutie might be an option, low-key.
Yes, sir. That's
an honorable mention right there. Kiki Cutie at wide receiver, guys. Brody just hit it on the head. He's somebody you guys can target. Stash him, see what happens. They got to throw the ball. The defense isn't that good. So Kiki Cutie might be an option, straight up.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Or maybe, you know, one of those tight ends. Speaking of tight ends, let me dive right in. Trey Burton of the Colts at 19% roster, man, at Houston. You know what I'm saying? Another Colt receiving option, you know, behind the T.Y. that you just said, Brody. I'm loving some Trey. The last two games, he scored touchdowns in both. They're using him often. Houston's allowed the fourth most yards to that position as well. So I know a lot of tight ends this year are hit or miss, just like every other year. But I feel like the Colts use Trey Burton in a lot of different ways as well. So it makes him a little bit more reliable than just another tight end. You know what I mean? Because you got your top tier guys and you got your boomer bust. But Trick and Trey, he's been playing pretty good, man, as of late. So I think you got to keep him rolling against the Texans. You know, they, like you said, they've allowed a lot of touchdowns receiving wise. So that's what Trick and Trey does. Let's see if, you know, you need some help there at the tight end position. You definitely can start him up, man.
Hell yeah, man. We've been talking about Trick or Trey for a hot minute on this show. So You know, I'm pretty sure if you guys have been rocking with us, and obviously you guys have been, if you guys are listening, you know, he's helped you guys win some weeks. Let's go with my tight end. I had to go back with my guy, Logan Thomas from the Washington. Watch yourselves, man. The Washington Weasels. Logan Thomas gets open. He throws the ball. He carries the ball. And he catches touchdowns, man. What else do you want from a motherfucking tight end, bro? Seriously, bro. They use him in all different types of ways. It's fucking crazy, man. Only 41% rostered. And again, with tight ends, they're scarce. I have Jonnu Smith. And he gave me a big zero this last week. Jonnu Smith is like a top five tight end. And giving me a 0 point performance, bro. Logan Thomas just had a touchdown, threw some passing yards, and had a rushing attempt in the last game. Had double-digit fantasy points. You got to love a tight end that is mixed up into the playbook like that in all facets of the game. I love that shit. So Logan Thomas, if you guys could put him on your team, if you guys have, you know, especially if you guys had the Mark Andrews, you know, situation with the COVID, you know, and like, again, these tight ends, you know, they're so scarce. He's definitely an option, Logan Thomas.
I think we're going to learn a lot from the tight end position after this year as a collective. And if we don't take nothing from this, and you know, then we're not learning anything. We're seeing a lot of tight ends, bro. I mean, I'm looking at the categories and the stats. I think the most touchdowns allowed by to the tight end position by any defense, and this is the worst, is like 6 touchdowns. Wide receivers and running backs are, you know, granted it's a different position. I'm just saying 6 touchdowns, it's not much. You know what I'm saying? And you got your premier.
You think about the draft capital. If you got Kelce, you're good. But if you got Kittle, you're hurting. If you got Andrews, you're definitely not getting the value you thought you were. If you drafted Zach Ertz high, you're fucking hurting. A lot of these tight ends, if I'm missing anybody, help me out, Brody.
Waller.
I mean, Waller. Good.
Waller. Yeah, we're just reading down the line. Kelce, you're fine. Mark Andrews, not so much. I mean, kind of. Up and down.
Yeah, up and down. Very inconsistent, man.
Kittle and Ertz, definitely not.
Definitely not. You're better off taking your swings at these tight ends towards the end. Like I said earlier, I had Jonnu Smith. For the most part, he's been okay. He's had some dud games. But you got to understand, with tight ends, this can happen. Hockenson is a fucking baller. He's somebody we need to target next year, for sure.
Waller is another
Waller
one.
Too. Waller's been okay.
Such a magnet to you know, he's like Derek Carr's best friend on that field, man. It's crazy.
Let's not talk about Carr right now, though.
Let's not. moving on to the defenses, Brody. I'm going to kick it off, man. I'm going San Francisco, and let me bring this one up because I wasn't strapped for the defenses. I was just going to go full fire. I know they did just play a hell of a game against the Rams. They were able to put up points for you. You know, I think they even had a touchdown, you know, 2 picks, 2 fumble recoveries. They were all over the place. And having Sherman back is huge. Maybe it was just the Jared Goff effect. And Sherman knows when those quarterbacks don't really know what they're doing. But Sherman makes a defense better. It doesn't matter. He knows how to read things. And, you know, who do they draw? They draw Buffalo, right? So you get a guy in Josh Allen who's having a career year, we could say. But then you have this San Francisco defense, and they're playing at Candlestick. So I expect them to be a little bit fired up for this one. You got Buffalo coming in, and San Francisco is being, you know, they're staying alive, I think, as far as playoff hunt and shit like that.
Monday Night Football, too.
Makes things really relevant, really interesting on a super well-coached defense. They are so disciplined and well coached that sometimes you don't need the best players. Sometimes you just need a system, right?
Yeah, you got to put, if you put your players in place, that means everything. I mean, talent is big. Talent is huge. We know this, bro. But if the coaching is up there, you're gonna know your players' strengths and weaknesses, and you're gonna be able to scheme something out to disguise those weaknesses. It's just a matter of fact, you know, that's how it goes. If you got good coaching, you're going to know how to utilize your players, bro. And this defense, the Niners defense, getting Sherman back too, plus behind that coaching. Oh, man. Hey, man, shout out Bogard, man. You guys are going to make a push. That's for
Shout
sure.
Shout out Bogart, man. You know what? Fuck it. We rooting for somebody else. Yeah, but man, so San Francisco 49ers for the defense.
As I rock my Seahawks gear.
You know where the NFC West is at with Brody, man. But so yeah, San Francisco Niners for that. And then I got Boswell, man, for the kicker, for the Steelers. He's been able to post good points almost every week. I mean, I'm not about to pull up stats for no kickers. But we know Pittsburgh can score in bunches. I forget who they play next week.
They play the Washington. Watch yourselves.
Oh, that's even better. Even to my point.
Say that to Alex Smith's face, Brody. The pride of Utah.
Well, this is a good thing, though. And this is a good thing for Boswell and a good thing for that Washington Weasel defense. That front is for real.
Yo,
that
facts. Facts like a motherfucker.
When, you know, let's say the Steelers get to the 30-yard line or something, and it's 3rd and 4. Incomplete pass because Big Ben the rapist got rushed. You know, Chase, what the fuck is he going to do when Big Chase Young is coming down? You know what I'm saying? He's going to get rid of that ball and maybe not complete it. And you're going to have some opportunities there for Boswell.
Chase Young get one clear hit on Big Ben the rapist. He's going to put him to sleep. No roofie,
man. He's going to do it the right way, not the rapist way. So, Boswell with the opportunities there and the Redskins defense being able to stop him from time to time.
The watch yourselves defense.
The watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? The weasels. Those goddamn weasels. So, yeah, Brody, that's where I'm at. The defense is in San Francisco. And
kickers in Pittsburgh. I fuck with it, man. Especially, like, when you have an offense that scores points. And the Steelers, they do that. They got a lot of options, a lot of weapons on that offense. The thing is, when you're matched up against a defense that's hungry, because that defense is fucking hungry, shout out Riverboat Ron. That motherfucker's got that team playing, bro. You talk about Alex Smith coming back from an injury that, honestly, he almost lost his leg. And, oh, my God, man, this is such a feel-good story. And then Riverboat Ron, you know, beating, you know, I know he's going through the whole cancer treatment and everything like that. It's just a testament to their will, and that's a team. I can't help it, bro. I root for them.
I root for them as well.
I low-key, shout out Robbie from the Rum Boys, man. Shout out the gang. That's his squad. I root for them low-key. You know, like, I love Scary Terry. Shout out Renegade. I love Scary Terry. That's my motherfucking guy. And I know you fuck with him too, dog. I'm not going to straight up just say that's my guy. That's your guy too. You fuck with him.
We know what's up. We know what's up. Hey. What is it? Ocho Cinco was just at the restaurant. You know how much he tipped the waiter? $963. You know what that was for? For the amount of yards that Scary Terry has this season so far.
Shit.
And he said that. Woo! Ocho Cinco said that.
Hey, that's high praise from one of the best that we've seen in our generation. One of the best that we've seen.
Shout out Renegade, because he fucked with Ocho Cinco.
Yeah. Hey, Renegade, next year, you know, you know what? You better never, ever, 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 ever have a share of Scary Terry. I don't, because I'm going to give you hell. I'm going to fucking give it to you, man. Straight
it's
up.
It's coming. It's coming.
All love, man. It's all love, man. All right, man. Let's close this shit out. I got the defense first. Las Vegas Raiders, after getting pantsed by the fucking Atlanta Falcons. I don't know what the fuck was up with that. But they got a matchup versus the Jets, bro. This is a get-right matchup. We already know Adam Gase, he's fucking halfway out the door. Googly-eyed Gase himself, he's out of there. They're tanking for Trevor. And the Raiders, they're just going to be able to do their thing. This is a must-win for them. They got to win this game. Raider Nation, hashtag Raider Nation, you know what I'm saying? They got to do their thing and pull out that dub. I feel like they're going to do it. The kicker I got, Tyler Bass, for the Buffalo football team, Buffalo Bills, Bills Mafia versus the Washington. Watch yourselves. And again, bro, going back to what you were saying, kind of like, That defensive front is for real. They're going to have some opportunities to stop that offense, and that's going to allow Tyler Bass to get some kicks in. So that's where I'm at with that one. Monday Night Football, you know, I gave you guys the tight end Logan Thomas to plug and play. gave you guys the kicker, Tyler Bass. And Brody over there gave you guys, a bunch of gems, a bunch of jewels. And that's what we do, man. Like, hopefully you guys are in a playoff race. You know, I'm in a playoff hunt in almost all my leagues except for one, which is the main money league. But, you know, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? You can't win every single one of them. But as long as you're relevant, that's all that matters. And, you know, at the same time, man, fight to the end, man. Fight to the fucking end. Don't give up. You never fucking know. You never know. Your team could, out of nowhere, pop off 200 and something points. Look at Tyreek, 60 plus points. You never know, bro. It could happen. So keep your head in the game. Pick up these picks. You know, block your opponent. Block the league. Be that guy. I remember years ago, I was picking up players. I was out of the playoffs. I was picking up defenses. I was picking up handcuffs. And I remember, you know, shout out Brody Renegade. I remember there was a comment or something. I don't know if you remember, but they were like, teams that didn't make the playoffs shouldn't be allowed to make waiver moves. I don't know if you remember this or not. It was something along those lines. I was so happy when that came out. I was like, I already know that's because of me. I'm fucking some shit up. But, hey, don't quit. Keep it going. Be that pest, even. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it.
The grit, don't quit.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, we're dropping gems, though, every week. And we're not hitting 100%. But if you took us as a collective on any given week and took piece by piece, because we might get on with at least two of the bros, maybe three of the bros.
Man.
I mean, we're dropping at least 12 to 15 players, defenses, and kickers. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You guys have to come in.
There's been weeks I recommended Kyle Allen and hit 20 plus. There was weeks we were recommending Logan Thomas. He was hitting double digits. Trigger Trey. I remember the week I recommended him. He had like two touchdowns. He threw a touchdown. I think it wasn't caught one or some crazy shit. He rushed one in and caught one. Some shit like that. Like, bro, we've been hitting left and right. And it's a fucking shame, bro. Like, I know we just getting our feet wet. But I swear to God, bro. I swear to God. We need everybody that's listening right now. We need you guys. We need your guys' support. Even on a different level. We love you guys. But we need your guys' support on a different level. I know you guys want to keep us a secret. We're your secret weapon. You know, you guys have us in your arsenal. You know, hey, I want to keep the Bears, Brews, and the Bros to ourselves. But you know what? We need to be out there a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, people need to know about us. We need your guys' help when it comes to that.
Yeah, and like you said, Brody, we're hitting. We want to be on a bigger platform, obviously. Last week, I hit y'all with that Robert Tonyan pickup.
Yes.
Popped off. Hey, pay attention to Trey Burton. I'm trending here with the tight ends, man. I think I got something going. Hey, but just like I take my wins, I'm going to take my losses. I fucked y'all up with Derek Carr, man. Nobody foresaw that coming. Boy, we got a plus matchup. A plus, 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 plus. At least that's what we all thought. And then Derek Carr, he shits all over the place. And you know what? I'm taking my L's just like I take my dubs. I fucked that one up. But that one, you know, I'll take it. But it was hard to take it.
No, yeah. I mean, we didn't expect that for sure. And this type of shit can happen. This type of shit can happen, but that's why you got to make sure you have a deep team. And this is one of the reasons why I love, you know, this Super Flex, 12-team Super Flex. Shout out to SBI. I fucking love that league, bro. Like, I have, like, Turn Up the Jets, you know, some of the Heart to Start guys, you know, Bogard, you know, Plug. A lot of people tell me that league is their favorite. Bro, we got some heavy hitters. Shout out everybody in the fucking SBI. Shout out Steamboat. Shout out Bogard, The Plug, Heart to Start Kev, motherfucking Guccini, JD.
The whole Heart to Start.
You know, Renegade, Doc, you know, yourself, Sweetness, bro. Love you, man. Love the bros, man. We bring in that motherfucking heat. You know what I'm saying? If I miss anybody, I'm sorry. Turn up the Jets. How could I forget Joe? Turning up the facts over there, man.
Turning up the fucking facts.
Hell
yeah, man. You can't forget Joe, man.
Hey, man.
That SBI shit is real. It's my first super flex. And even though, you know, it's a different scoring system, there's a lot of different shit. But you gotta, you know, as a fantasy player, I feel like you gotta dive into different shit.
You gotta
shit.
Dig deep.
You can't, I mean, I personally, I'd rather not just stay in one place. I wanna be good at this, and that. So, you know, not afraid to go venture off and do some crazy shit. You know, hopefully we get a 14, 16 team popping. Let's see who's really real. You feel me? That's where I'm at.
The talk right now is a 14 team league for the SBI. The SBI is the Smokey and Bogey Invitational. You know, one time for the one time. Again, happy birthday, Bo Jeezy. But yeah, man, it's been a fucking success. It really fucking has. And you know what? We got some bros in the mix. You got Bo Jeezy and a lot of the, you know, got a lot of the fellas in the mix, man. It's been fun, man. I'm telling you, like, this is my second super flex league I've ever been in, bro. It's not like I've been doing super flexes forever. You know that.
That's true, yeah.
But, hey, we got some heavy hitters in there, and it's showing. You know what I'm saying?
There's things I'm going to do different next year. I'm glad it's a redraft. I'm glad it's a redraft. I'm just going to say it. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad it's not a dynasty super flex.
I would have been. Oh, my God. I would have been. That's you guys.
I would have sold my team. I sold my team, bro. But I'm in it for next year, man. Hey, shout out to all the guys from the SBI, man. Yeah, Brody man, just broke up, it down. Man, Bears, Brews, and the Bros. Fucks with everybody on there. Hell Rum yeah. Boys, Turn Up the Jets, Plug, Limelight, you know what I'm saying? The whole Heart to Start crew. You know what I'm saying? Bogard, happy birthday again, man. Run it up. Enjoy that shit, Brody. But, yeah, man, we about to get it right, bro. About to get it right.
Hell yeah, man. Let's go. So, with all of that being said, we had to get our shout-outs in. And you know what? I got one last shout-out real quick to the sister-in-law, Lavender and Blush. Make sure you guys give them a follow on Instagram, man. Support small businesses. They got a lot of jewelry, a lot of makeup stuff for the women in our lives. So, you know, they deal with us on a daily, weekly basis when it comes to football, when it comes to sports. You know, the least we can do is give them something back. Just check it out, man. Give them a follow. Check out their page. They got some promotions going on. And one of the promotions is, if you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will give you a discount on any purchase you guys make. Go ahead and just check it out, man. Give them a follow. Support small businesses. Shout out to Sis-in-Law and their friends over there. They're doing their thing. They're getting their feet wet. And you know what? We're going to support them, man. That's what we do, man.
Yeah, definitely going to find some stuff on there for your girl. You know what I'm saying? Something apologetic that says, sorry for spending so much time doing fantasy football. So make sure you get that in, man. Shout out to Sis too, man. So let's get it.
Hell yeah, man. With all of that being said, that's the week 13 waiver wire show for you guys. We hope you enjoyed it, man. Me and Brody, the chemistry is real, man. With all of us, actually, man, we've been trying to improve. And, you know, some shit, like, just comes naturally. It just flows, man. It is what it is, man. And that's where we're at. I feel like we're getting to that level. And it's just, you know, we're going up from here, man. So we appreciate everybody that's been rocking with us. The love is real. We feel it. And we're going to keep bringing that heat, man. For my brother over there, Sweetness, this is your boy, Smoking Jay. We will be dropping a rankings episode next. We know the rankings is very, very important, you know, heading into the playoffs. So we're definitely going to, you know, take our time like we always do. We're going to, you know, make sure we give you all the information you guys need to pop off, win your weeks. Before we close this out, go ahead, Brody.
Yeah, man, I just want to say one more thing before we top it off. You know, we're trying to keep it as consistent as possible, dropping, you know, volume every week. Important, you know what I'm saying, stats and facts and pickups that y'all should make. We're trying to keep that as consistent as possible. So we would love and appreciate for y'all to do the same and tune in as often as possible, as often as your, you know, daily lives allow you to. So much appreciated to everybody that, you know, tunes in.
Yeah, it matters a lot, man. It matters a lot. I mean, we don't just like get on the podcast and just like shoot off the hip. We don't do that, man. Like, we actually dig in. We actually do our research. We put in the work. I mean, it's something that we have a passion for. So It's not like we expect you guys to like flood us with, you know, comments or anything like that. But it's just that we would really appreciate you guys to just spread the page, you know, show some love and just, you know, give the word to your friends that, you know, fuck with fantasy football, because, you know, you guys obviously fuck with us. So, you know, make sure you guys get the word going. We appreciate that. Brody over there, Sweetness. This is your boy Smoking Jay. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Motherfucking shout out the gang, shout out the bros, and shout out everybody out there that's rocking with us. Let's go.